The nation's first strike of home health care workers is set to take place in New York City tomorrow. The labor dispute pits the Health and Hospital Workers Union, Local 1193 of the SEIU, against a private company that provides home health care aides. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Home health care workers are not easy to unionize. Unlike factory or office workers, they mostly work alone, and they are among the lowest paid workers. Dennis Rivera is the president of 1199 SEIU.
The problem that we face is these workers make $5.75 an hour, $6 an hour, and have no health care benefits for themselves or their families. They have no vacation, no sick days. Basically, these are the poorest of the poor, people who are giving care and help to others and cannot live a life for themselves and their families.
Lourdes Moretta is probably fairly typical. An immigrant from the Dominican Republic, she has worked as a home health care aide for 8 years, 3.5 of them for Premier Home Health Care Services. This is the company that 1199 is calling a strike against. She says she makes about $7 an hour, which is more than many workers make at Premier. And besides wages, there isn't much else.
No benefits, nothing. We don't have medical coverage. We don't have holiday pay. We don't have nothing. You know, it's so difficult, so hard to work in this situation, especially when you are alone, when you have children. I have 3 children. I raising 3 children alone in this city. And never we have been in the welfare, and I always working hard.
18 months ago, 3,000 home health care workers at Premier voted overwhelmingly to join 1199, and union officials say there is still no contract. The union wants the average wage to go up to $7 an hour and wants workers to receive health insurance. Arthur Schwab is the president of Premier.
We have no problem joining the union. We want a contract. We want increased wages and benefits, but we think that it should be funded with the public funds that came out of Albany in January.
What he's referring to is that last January, Governor George Pataki and the New York State Legislature allocated more than $1 billion for several groups of health care workers, mostly state and city workers. They did not include those who worked for private for-profit companies like Premier. Arthur Schwab, the president of Premier, says the money should be spread around. And responding to the possibility of a strike, the company released a commercial blaming Dennis Rivera and his union.
Sadly, intense lobbying by 1199 SEIU President Dennis Rivera has resulted in more than half of these aides being left out.
Share the money.
If Dennis Rivera is really a champion of the working poor, why has he left out the majority of these workers?
Share the money.
Rivera responds that Arthur Schwab is a wealthy man who makes $12 to $14 for every $5.75 he pays to his workers. He could well give a bit more from his own pocket, he says, instead of taking away the small increases that were given to other health care workers by the governor and the state.
He doesn't say anything about sharing his money and his wealth with the workers.
The strike is scheduled for tomorrow if a deal isn't worked out and is planned to last for at least 3 days, although Union President Rivera says it could be open-ended. If a strike does take place, it will be, in some sense, historic. Rivera says the logistics of organizing home health care workers for a strike is extraordinarily difficult.
To image for your radio listeners would be almost like domestic workers who basically work in people's homes who have no contact with each other and who feel pretty much alone by themselves. So what we are trying to do with this campaign is to have them be invisible no more. So people see they exist and they deserve a meaningful life.
Arthur Schwab, the president of Premier, insists compromise is still possible. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.